Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Flood Protection Secrets. The first flood is always too late. That sounds like a good title of a song, huh? The first flood is always too late, and why experience comes at the highest cost. That is what we are going to talk about. So it's more me who will talk about it. And great to have you here again. Today I want to talk about something that I have seen many times in different countries, in different industries, and in different situations. The first flood, because there is one pattern that repeats itself again and again. Whether you are in Europe, in the Americas, in Asia, in Africa, in Australia, it is the same pattern. It repeats again and again. People do not act before the first flood, they act after. Yeah. Let me take you into a situation. It is a normal day. Operations are running, people are working, everything feels under control. Then the weather changes, heavy rain begins. At first, nothing unusual. Then water starts to collect outside, around the building, and then it finds a way inside. At the beginning, it's just a small amount, a few centimeters, but water does not stop. It keeps coming. It spreads. It reaches machines, inventory, electrical systems, and suddenly everything changes. Production stops. People react. But it is too late, because once water is inside, you are no longer preventing damage. You are managing damage. You see the difference? You are no longer preventing damage, you are managing damage. And that is a completely different situation. Let us look at what happens next for businesses first. Huh? You know, when I talk to you, I don't know who you are. Perhaps you are a business manager who is responsible for a manufacturing site or for a hotel or offices or a commercial mall. Or you are a governmental servant who is responsible for hospital, for the airport, for subway stations, or public schools, universities, or you are a private homeowner, yeah? Or you are an architect who is developing the plans for your customers, yeah. For businesses first, operations are interrupted, deliveries cannot be fulfilled. Whether it is a product delivery or a service delivery, yeah? Customers are affected and your suppliers are informed that production is delayed. So the entire chain is impacted. Machines are damaged. Replacement takes time, sometimes months. And how about the costs? They increase rapidly. Cleaning, repair, replacement, downtime. And then comes something that is even more critical. Trust. Because reliability is lost, and reliability is hard to rebuild. Now, let us look at homeowners. The same situation, different scale. Water enters the house, rooms are affected, furniture is damaged, you cannot stay, you have to leave, drying starts, renovation begins, weeks pass, sometimes months, sometimes years, and during that time, your home is no longer your home. This is the moment when awareness is created after the flood. But here's the problem. This awareness comes at the highest possible price, because now you understand the risk, but only after the damage has happened. And this is why I say the first flood is always too late. Rod Stewart once long ago sang the song, "The first cut is the deepest." Yeah? But here I say the first flood is always too late. Yeah, here we are already. Today it's a short episode, but I still don't want to end it without having shared one of my golden nuggets with you. So here it comes. Experience creates awareness, but in flood protection, experience often comes after the damage, and that is too costly for you. So, here's my question for you. Do you want to learn from this experience or from understanding? Because one protects your future, the other explains your past. Always take action before the first flood, please, not after. Do not forget, you're only one flood barrier away. Stay safe and flood free.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.